Shalom Aleichem, everybody. At this point in the morning in the Beis HaMikdash, Ben Arza, the person in charge of the symbol and in charge of instruments of the Levim, is standing in between the two Kohanim who blew their trumpets on the marble table once the wine was handed to the Kohen. One Kohen is now on Ben Arza's left and one is on Ben Arza's right. And these three people are standing with the Levim who are about to begin singing and playing their instruments. Where did they stand? So there is a platform inside the Azara near the Mizbeach and to the east of the Mizbeach. I sent a diagram of the Beis HaMikdash with this FMM to help visualize our learning today. This platform is located in the Ezras Yisrael section of the Azara, and it has three steps. Each step is half an amma high and half an amma wide. And to be clear, this Duchan is not the 15 steps that you and I think of, the 15 steps corresponding to the 15 Shir HaMaalos and Sefer Tehillim. Those 15 steps lead from the Ezras Nashim to the Ezras Yisrael. And indeed, some sources do talk about the Levim singing there. But Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says in Maseches Sukkah that the Levim only sang on those 15 steps in the Ezras Nashim on Sukkos. But other times they sang on the Duchan near the Mizbeach. And now the two Kohanim who blew the trumpets and Ben Arza are standing on the Duchan with the Levi'im who are about to sing and play their musical instruments. And they're all waiting for the Kohen to pour the wine on the Mizbeach. And once that happens, once the Kohen bends down to pour the wine on the Mizbeach, as we learned in FMM number 26, once he bends down, the Sgan Kohen Gadol waves the flags again, and the Kohen holding the tziltzal, the special symbol, that Kohen smashes the symbol, and the two Kohanim play their trumpets, and that's the signal for the Levim to begin their song, to begin their Shira. We discussed in FMM number 3 that there are 15 Mimunim, 15 assigned people in the Beis HaMikdash who have very specific jobs, year-round roles in the Beis HaMikdash. One of those Mimunim, one of those full-time, year-round jobs is being in charge of the Mishorerim, the singers. Every day this officer chooses Levi'im who will be the singers, standing on the Duchan, singing the Shira. The Rambam of Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says, based on the Mishnah in Maseches Erchin, Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, that there must be at least 12 Levi'im on the Duchan singing. That's the minimum number, 12, but there is no maximum number of singers. And that is how the Shira begins. As soon as the cymbal is sounded, the Levi'im begin singing the Shir Shel Yom, the special Mizmor in Tehillim that you and I are used to in our morning tfilos. This is the special Mizmor, more unique for each day of the week. And when they sang, no instruments are played. The Levim sing the Shir Shel Yom a cappella, so to speak. The instruments come when they're not singing. Each mizmor of the Shir Shel Yom is broken into three sections. And when the Levim get to the end of each section, the trumpets are blasted three times each. Tkiah, Trua, Tkiah. And at the end of each section, when the trumpets are blown, all the people in the Azara bow down. So again, the trumpets are blown three separate times during the Shir Shel Yom, and each time, everyone in the Azara bows down. And then we get to the musical instruments. Music is played with lyres and flutes and harps and trumpets and a cymbal. They keep these instruments in a special chamber under the Ezras Yisrael, and again, I sent a diagram with today's FMM. And what's interesting about playing the instruments in the Beis HaMikdash is that they were not only played by Levi'im. Even Yisraelim from certain families play instruments as well. And so this brings us to the end of the Korban Tamid in the morning. The Levi'im singing, the beautiful instruments playing, the people bowing, the Korban on the Mizbeach, the wine on the Mizbeach, the smell of the Ketores wafting through the air, all helping us come close. Karov, Korban. All of us, all of this helping us come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. people bowing and devoting themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the morning Korban Tamid. And there's still much more to speak about, which we will get to in Mirtz Hashem in upcoming FMMs. We need to speak still about what happens after the morning Korban Tamid. And we must speak about the Korban Tamid in the afternoon. And God willing, we'll also speak about the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and on Yamim Tovim and other special days in Mirtz Hashem. And of course, there are many, many details about the Beis HaMikdash that we didn't speak about yet. About the structure, about the Kelim, about the Kohanim, about the Levi'im in the Beis HaMikdash, etc., etc., etc. But for now, we've concluded the morning Korban Tamid, and we will conclude this section as the Mishnah in Maseches Tamid concludes. The Mishnah says, as it concludes the Seder of the morning, Zehu Seder HaTamid La'avodas Beis Elokeinu Yehi Ratzon She'ibana B'mehera V'yameinu Amen. That's what the Mishnah says. This is the procedure for the Korban Tamid in the service of the house of our God, the Beis HaMikdash. May it be His will that it will be speedily rebuilt in our day. Amen. Emir Tz Hashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.